All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is time for a Mike Frost Jazz Blast from the Past.
You know, I've been wanting to do this for some time, and finally, today is the day. I'm ready to bring you some more music therapy. That's right. We're going to let you hear from a group that really knows how to relax us, but they know how to get us excited, too. Get us ready to pat our feet and clap our hands. We're talking about none other than Mike Frost Jazz. You're going to get a chance to hear something that they played with us live in the studio some time ago. And this is going to be sort of a prelude to coming attractions. Here we go.
welcome to Speaking With Carl Thornton Jr. It's good to have y'all in the house. How did you like that, ladies and gentlemen? The Mike Frost Jazz Band. Mike, welcome back.
Oh, thank you so much. It's great to be back.
Man, I tell you what, it has been a minute since we were together, you and me, that is. And I tell you, when we talked about doing something live to start the new year out and to start it out right, man, I was so excited when you said, yeah, let's do it. And you brought in several people with you. I gave him your name, Mike Frost. If you'll do the intro with the rest of the band.
Absolutely. We have Dave Brown on piano.
Hey. Hello, Dave. Hello. Sounding mighty good on the keys.
Hey, thanks a lot, Carl.
And Mr. Mike West on drums.
Hello, hello.
Mike, I tell you, no joke. You fill it up with those few pieces. Ladies and gentlemen, we couldn't get the whole drum set in here because we are in the living room that, you know, it's the studio that I call my living room. And so we're in here. We couldn't get the whole set in here. But, man, you're making a lot of sound with those few pieces that you brought in.
Oh, that's all due to everybody that I'm working with.
All right. Definitely. Good meeting you. I've seen you before. This is my first time actually meeting you. Good to have you in the house today.
Oh, thanks for having me.
All right, and you have?
We have Lauren Mecha. She's on saxophone, and she'll be singing, and she also plays iwi. So,
all right.
Lauren Mecha.
Great to be here.
I tell you what, Lauren, you play with authority.
Oh, thank you.
You know what you're doing. Mike, I got to ask you, what got you started in music, and what led to you eventually pulling this group together?
Wow, that's... some great questions again. What led me to music first? It was just, it was a natural instinct. I mean, when I was a young person, I was drawn into drums. I would play drums all the time. I'm sure Mike can relate to this too. You know, just pots and pans and, you know, pillows and beds and the walls and, you know, anything. Cars, we jam out on the cars, on the top of a car. Okay. You know, just getting sounds and just hearing all different sound. And really, it was exploring sound through drums, percussion, and music. That's kind of, you know, what inspired me to do it. And the feeling that was generated when I was doing that action.
Yeah.
Was, it had to be nurtured. So that's the starting point.
So it was in you.
Yeah, I think it's in most of us.
Yeah.
I really do. I think those of us who wish to tap into it and are aware of it and do something about it, you know, they nurture it. And it comes out. It grows. But I believe it's in most of us.
Were your parents excited about your discovery?
I don't think exciting is the word, quite, you know, the word. you know, my dad was old school.
Okay.
You know, so he was, you know, more interested in, you know, hammers and things like that and construction. But I was grooving on that, too, because there was a lot of tools that made great sounds.
Yes,
one of the greatest sounds that I ever heard in my life, I'll never forget, is my garage door spring.
Okay.
When I was a young kid, we had this huge spring, and what we would do is go over and take a stick to it, a wood stick, and just hit it. And to me, it sounded like creation.
Mm.
Like how creation could sound.
Interesting. Okay.
And it was the greatest sound that I've ever heard. So, you know, it's just everywhere, you know, and exploring it and the feeling of that exploration.
And so you progressed at some point from doing what you were doing with percussion, with your drums, we'll say, to other instruments?
Absolutely. You know, it's funny because I started on drums for years in school and, you know, like I said, I used to work for my dad when I was a young person, and me and my brother shared a room when we were kids growing up, and my dad would sneak down the staircase and grab the crash cymbal, and then he'd go between our heads and wake us up. That was the alarm clock. And I told my brothers that, Billy, we got to get rid of that kit, man. We got to do something about it. But, you know, after that, my brother actually came home with a bass, an electric bass, which was the first time that I've ever experienced that. And as soon as I, you know, touched the bass, I knew that I was going to be doing that a lot.
Mm, okay.
I was just drawn right into it.
Yeah,
You know. So, and as far as my band goes, I'm just really blessed to to have each one of them as part of the band and the creative process of the band. Each one is a different story of how we, you know, met and came together. But I think it was there's a certain amount of karma and fate involved with it. And you know, we have a similar focus and quest, and that's why we were drawn together, because we have work to do in, you know, creating our music.
Mm. I like that, a quest. It's not just a time to get together and have fun. There's a mission to all of this.
There is definitely a mission.
That is interesting. So who was the first one that you brought into the fold?
Mike West was the first one that I discovered. And it was great. It was years, Mike, right? How many years ago was that? It was like 5 years ago?
5 years. 5 years, yeah.
Because I've been down here about 6 years in February. So how did we meet? Was it...
I think we were doing something with another band member early on, and we did that gig, and then we just kind of lost each other for a while. Then you called me about the Jesse Colin Young gig.
That's right.
And I came in, we got together and met with him, and we've been playing together in that band for a while, and then the circle kind of came full circle, and we got back together.
Yeah, Mike's... We're in Jesse's band, Jesse Colin Young's band, and we tour around a lot, you know, through the United States. And we've been recording. We record out in Jesse's studio out in the West Coast. And okay. He has a studio here in Aiken, too. It's a secret.
Really?
He does, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But, yeah, we work together. So Mike was the first one that I connected with, and then we reconnected again. Mm-hmm. And then Dave came into the music store, the local music store where I was teaching.
That's true. I had just moved to Aiken from New York.
So yeah.
We ran into each other, and we took each other's phone number, and we got together at his house to play for an afternoon, and the rest is history.
I never let him. He couldn't leave then. He wasn't allowed to go. And I kept beating him so he wouldn't go. So, you know, I got to make sure there's snacks and food around for Dave.
So you knew how to get to the man's heart. So
had
to stay here.
You got to find the way in. You know, it's this way. They're happy. You got to have everybody happy. If your mind's not happy, then it's going to be a big mess.
There you go. So were you okay hanging down south, leaving the New York City area alone, New York alone?
Yeah, it's a strange twist of fate, I guess. I don't think my wife and I intended on moving down here, really. We came down here to visit, and... just one thing just fell into place one right after the other, and you know, we just ended up moving. You know, my wife got a job offer down here without really trying to get a job offer. That was the start of it. So
that's something else, because I know a lot of times when it's time to move, well, sometimes one person's saying, well, yeah, we need to do this, and the other person's saying, no, I want to stay where I am. You were both ready to make that move?
Yes, we were. Yeah. Okay. It was you know, New York City is I hate to put it in these terms, but New York City is a great place when you're younger than I am. you know, when you get to be a certain age, you know, it's a little bit more difficult, and I think it was also age thing, too.
Okay. All right. And then at some point, more recently, you brought in the fourth member.
Yes. Lauren came down to... my open jam session. At that point, it was downtown Aiken at 100 Lawrence Street. She came down, and she sat in with us on saxophone. And I remember hearing, as soon as she played like one note, I knew right away that she wasn't going to be allowed to leave either. That we needed, you know, we had work to do. And her sound is really incredible and unique. And here she is.
Her vocals as well as her saxophone playing, I've had the pleasure of hearing it. You're going to have the pleasure of hearing it as well, so you stay with us. You're listening to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. I will be back with the band as we come back live in concert at the studio in just a few.
Heaven, I'm in heaven, and my heart beats so that I can hardly speak.